Hey everybody, welcome to the Toncast. I'm your very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. I am here to talk to you solo. I don't have a host this week to ask me questions. I find the host episodes much easier because I don't have to think of what to say beforehand because they just ask me questions. It's easier that way. But it's hard to get hosts because, well, scheduling's a pain in the neck. And I do all these other things, so I don't really have time. I don't have time to schedule a lot of people. So, you know, you're just stuck with just me. But if you didn't listen to the last episode with your host, Neil Purcell, TV's Mr. Neil, you should listen to that. He's a really good guy. I like him a lot. And he was very nice. We Skyped our interview, and he did some post-production work on it. To make it sound good, because he's good with the Skyping podcasting. But if you haven't listened to that already, listen to it, because Neil's fantastic. I love that guy. So you know, I'm here alone, and I'll just tell you what's been going on. I'll tell you what's been going on with me. August was crazy, you know, as I probably mentioned a couple of podcasts ago. I was working a lot. I'll be on an episode of Robin Williams' new show, The Crazy Ones, in a couple of weeks, so watch out for that. I shot a couple commercials. That's good. I like shooting commercials. I'd like to shoot a bunch more commercials. I don't really feel I can't relax unless I have at least six live commercials going on, because less than that, not enough money's coming in. And, you know, I need six, and right now I don't have six, so there's not a lot of money. I need more money, you guys. Send me money. I want money. It's simple. I do work. I want to get paid for it. At the same time I was booking jobs that, you know, I was getting paid for, I was also doing a lot of work for free. And I don't know. I mean, if I don't do work for free, then I'll sit around and get rusty and not be as good an entertainer and actor as I want to be. So I got to work for free. I mean, I do this Film Pigs web series on the website Geek Nation. And then we do that every week, and I don't get paid for it, but it's fun. It's dumb fun. And, you know, it's essentially, you know, getting together with my buddies and having some drinks and having some laughs. So it's a little bit more productive than just meeting out at a bar. So it's easier to trick my wife into letting me go out on a Tuesday night if I have a show to do. And she doesn't. She's like, oh, well, that's for his career. And really, it's just to drink whiskey and laugh. So there's that, you know. And if I could get paid to drink whiskey and laugh, that'd be great. That'd be neat. But, you know, that's not the way the world works. I don't know why the world doesn't work that way. I don't know why the world can't. Doug Benson, the comedian with the Doug Loves Movies podcast, and he's a stand-up. He does a show, and he's high all the time, and he sort of made his career. He's kind of cottage industry of funny guy who's stoned all the time. I respect that. If you can turn your bad habit into a career, why the hell not? Why not do it? I mean, I'm not judging it as a habit. I don't have any problem with it, but, you know, some doctors might think it's bad. I don't know. A lot of them these days are like, it's fine. I think a lot of doctors have sort of given up. They've sort of given up on a lot of things. Just, yeah, whatever. Just smoke your pot. You know, drink your eight drinks a day. What are you going to do? We're all going to the same place in the end. Who cares if your liver is riddled with holes at the end of it? Okay, I'm going to tell you about my doctor thing. I have this thing, and some people think it's just because I'm crazy or depressive or something. I don't think so. I don't think that's what it is. And I'm not saying I'm not crazy. But I'm pretty functional. I do a lot of things for a person who's suffering from depression, if that's all it is. But basically what it is I have this headache. I have a headache all the time. Some people call it a persistent daily headache, and it means that your headache never goes away. And I go to doctor. For 8 years, I've been struggling with this thing, and I go to doctors, you know, all the time. And I'm always looking at, you know, going to new doctors. I give every doctor about 12 months. And if I don't see any improvement, then I drop the doctor. Because why should I keep – it's like if you bring your car to a mechanic and he charges you money and then you leave and it still doesn't work right, then you go to a different mechanic. Am I right? So all the doctors, as far as my headache is concerned, have failed. I've tried everything, you know, and I've tried antidepressants too. But, you know, I've tried acupuncture. I've tried absolutely everything. But I still, every year, will go to my general practitioner and say, look, man, I still have this headache. What doctors you got for me to see? So I'll go. So I went to a neurologist. And he, of course, has to run a battery of tests. I have to go get another MRI. I've had my MRIs in the past that turn up nothing. You know, blood tests to make sure, you know, not my liver's not failing and all that stuff. So I'm doing that. And I'm jumping through all the hoops for a new doctor just to see, you know, if he'll prescribe me some kind of cocktail that'll make it better. It's a funny thing, hope. Because even after 8 years and constant failure as far as finding relief from this headache, I still have hope that someday, somehow, I'll get rid of it or it'll go away. And it doesn't, but I got to keep trying, right? I mean, that's the thing. You gotta keep trying. And my headache is not unlike my acting career. My acting career is sort of steady, I suppose, in a certain way. But there's not a lot of, I'm not moving upward is the thing. I'm not getting the bigger jobs. And I hope to, and I keep trying, and I keep going on all the auditions and keep doing all my shows. So I don't know. I'm looking for a breakthrough on both the headache and the acting career. Maybe they'll happen, you know? But if I don't try, nothing changes. So I at least got to try. When you've been digging at the same frustrating problem for a decade and more, it's hard to dig deep and find that hope. Find the new hope. Star Wars Episode 4, The New Hope. It's there's a rebellion inside the Death Star that is my head, and it is a rebellion that is trying to take back the headed from the pain. It's trying to stop the pain. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. That's deeply personal information. Kind of describing my entire, not my entire life. I mean, I have this family, and that's good. I mean, that's the good thing. I think I have this family. You know, I was listening to Greg Proops. I like Greg Proops. He's funny, but he on one in this podcast is he has this thing called Smartest Man in the World or whatever, and I was listening to an episode from not too long ago. Might be the most recent one. I don't know. He started going off on people who lord over having children to people who don't and make it seem like they're special and the people who don't have it aren't special. I think that's kind of awful. I think if you don't have kids, I think that's great. I think whether it's a decision or not, there's a lot of great things you can do when you don't have a kid. So, you know, good on you. Although he did say that he hates it when people who have kids complain about having kids. He said, you know, you took on the responsibility. It's your life, and that's the sacrifice you're making to fill the world with more human beings and that can love and contribute and all that. And but he hates it when people complain. But I think it's okay to complain. I think it's fine. I think you go ahead. If you have kids and they're driving you nuts, you complain. It's no different than having a job that's a pain in the ass. Like, why do people get so down on people who complain? You know what I mean? It's like, if I don't complain, that's a major part of why you communicate, to complain about shit. Am I wrong? Am I wrong in thinking that? That you're not, I don't know, maybe, it just seems to me that if you get it out to a sympathetic ear, that it can help. It frees your mind, it gets it out of there. You know, that's why thoughts happen, because you have stress, so thoughts pop into your head, because your head's trying to get the stress out. Trying to communicate those things, because when you bounce it off somebody else or bounce it off the world, then even if there's no communication back or good advice or somebody knows something that you didn't know, I mean, that happens too. But even if that doesn't happen, just getting it out, that's a stress relief. That's a stress relief. That's why people do these stupid fucking podcasts, is to get stuff out that they need to get out, that they can't, they're not getting out anywhere else. It's an outlet. It's not just this talking into microphone thing is not just a creative outlet. You're not creating, you know, a show outside of anything but your brain and your mouth. And a big part of that is complaining. I mean, a lot of them, you know, they make fun of other stuff or they play stupid games and shit like that. And that's fine. But they wind up complaining about stuff with it. And that's funny that the comedy comes from the complaining. There's no such thing as comedy without complaining. If you're not talking about, that's the whole point of comedy, is to talk about stuff that drives you nuts and probably drives other people nuts. And you get it out, and it feels good, and everyone laughs, and then walk away more relaxed. You get the stress out. So, you know, why can't you just complain without being funny? Why do I have to be funny? Why can't I just tell you what's going on and not feel like a shitheel for it? You know, yeah, I have a kid. I love him. He's great. And, you know, the truth is my family, you know, my wife and my son, they're like a big source of strength for me digging and finding the hope again, you know, and because they're inspiring, because my son's like, you know, reasonably happy kid and my wife's a reasonably happy woman, and they have trials and tribulations and frustrations and all that, but they we get together at the end of the day and we hug each other and we have dinner. Maybe we watch a movie or something, and it's all nice, and we hang out. It's a reason to go out and into the trenches and fight, you know? But at the same time, you get into things with your family. Families aren't easy, and you complain about, like, how many comics complain about how crappy their families are? I mean, Louis C.K. has built an entire career off of his daughters and his ex-wife driving him bonkers. That doesn't mean he doesn't love them. That doesn't mean he doesn't take the responsibility of being a father greatly. If you don't have kids and someone makes you feel like shit for not having kids, those people are assholes. But if you have friends who have kids and you don't have kids and they complain about the kids, what the hell's wrong with that? Let them complain, make some jokes, have a laugh. Don't get all high and mighty, Greg Proops, about parents shouldn't complain. Fuck you. We'll complain. We'll complain, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because that's what people do. We all complain about stuff. I complain about my acting all the time. Like, why wouldn't I? It's hard. People talk about show business being hard all the time. It is. It's hard. It's difficult. you know, and you hear the same thing, you know, it's the rejection is hard and it's hard to make money doing this and there's not a lot of work out there and it's hard to break in. And those things are all true, but you can't reach your goals if you stop trying. But at the same time, it's very frustrating and you get sick of it and you want to beat people up. But you don't. So instead you complain because you're not a violent person. I'm not violent. I don't want to beat people up because I didn't get a job this week, but I want to complain about it. I was put on a very strong avail. You know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. That means that they reserve you for the days of their shoot. They put you on a veil. They reserve you for the days of the shoot. And if they say it's a strong avail, that means you're the first choice. Generally. So they put me on a strong avail for a commercial and then they said, nah, now we're hiring somebody else. And I was like, oh, come on, man. I wanted to do that job. And now here I am complaining about it. I got to get it out. I got to dump this onto you. You have to soak up all my negative problems and ingest it and then like that guy in Green Mile with the little black bugs and then you spit them out. Ingest my cancer and spit it out, you miracle workers. Get it out. Help me. So anyway, I was mad about that, and I would have made some money. It was a regional commercial. I wouldn't have made a lot of money. I guess that's another thing. And it's like regional. It wasn't even a big high paying gig, you know. And you know, for a while, I wouldn't do that. I just didn't have time to do regionals, and I have more time now because I'm older and people don't want me as much. And I go in on these things, and then they don't want me for these things. Oh, I should book all of them because they're not high paying jobs. They should give me all of them. Forget about the other actors. I don't care about them. I care about me. I want the job. So anyway, you know, that was frustrating. And also, you know, I did a lot of short films over the summer, you know, with friends and stuff, and I didn't get paid for them, but they're all good and they were fun, you know, and it was real acting. You know, I had to memorize lines and make choices and all that stuff and be good. You know, because you want to be good. Just because you're not getting paid doesn't mean, you phone it in. I find people who make lots of money, like Bruce Willis, seem to phone it in more. He phones everything in now. He doesn't seem to like it very much. But I still like it. So, like, when I'm doing it, I'm going to do the best job that I possibly can. But it's hard not to go, man, I wish I was getting paid to do this kind of stuff. I mean, I don't mind doing commercials at all, but it's just, it's not as fun as when you're working on a little story. You know, stories are, I mean, commercials can be 30-second stories, but they're not, you know, they're about the product. They're not about the through line of a character. That's all I'm saying. So it's always nice. It's a greater journey to have when you're playing a character. It'd be nice to get paid for it. And people get paid for it. They do. But you got to break into this inner circle to, you know, get like, it would be so cool to shoot 2 movies a year. Anyway, I've tired myself out already with all this complaining, so I'm not going to complain anymore. But I find that when I'm done complaining, all right, that's the show. That's the Toncast. Thanks for listening. Next time. Bye.